What up? It's your boy, Bad. Tune in this episode of Ends Podcast. And I got my co-host, Baz the Second, here with me. And we're going to be talking about something a little bit different today. You feel me? We was watching BMF the other day. You feel me? I just want to go on to BMF, the series, talk about a couple points. It was something that the dad said to Terry when they was in the car. And they was looking at that one guy with all the cars. And they started talking about the car rental company, which they end up really getting in real life. You feel me? Then it was something else that Big Meech was also doing in real life that we spoke about in a previous episode that y'all could go stream on all streaming platforms. You feel me? So this episode really going to be talking about fatherhood and them kids, y'all. So, hey, I thought we had another guest coming on. So right now, you feel me? As y'all see, you know, I got Joe here with me. And I was just sitting there, I was talking to him. I'm like, man, I thought I'd think about myself. I'm the youngest. Joe got, you know, older siblings and stuff like that. You feel me? We the youngest, right? But since he the youngest, I got, you know, I be spending time around him, hands-on attention, whoop. And I be having to work, you know, do stuff like that. But then it was something that, when I was watching BMF, something that Terry dad said that was like, that's the whole point. You feel me? And it was something that I said in a previous episode that Big Meech is doing. It's like, damn, it just makes sense. That it was like, he said, I don't have nothing to leave y'all. Long story short. But this is something that you can leave Terry Jr. You feel me? Then it was just like, damn. So basically, you can change a whole family's dynamic in one generation by us making a difference. You feel me? Hold on, let me readjust. By us making a change is necessary. You feel me? And he was like, you know, I wasn't ever thinking about what can I leave y'all. I didn't put myself in a position to leave y'all anything. But now, you in position to do so. You feel me? So, y'all know I talk a lot about stocks and stuff like that. But that's why I kind of ventured back into the whole buying stocks. And then the other time I was just showing people like, damn, I only spent $16. And then by making my money work for itself, that shit turned into $17 in a couple weeks. But just off of just investing the money. And that was just something I read in The Richest Man in Babylon. Which, son, you feel me, while I'm having the conversation, Richest Man in Babylon was it's like a wealth building book that you hear like a lot of celebrities and stuff talk about. That's kind of, I kind of came across of it by like more so financial influences. That way I'd be, you know, coming across trying to learn about finance and stuff like that. Everybody be talking about The Richest Man in Babylon. CEOs, they always reading the 48 Laws of Power, you know, them type of books and stuff. So, shit. I picked up The Richest Man in Babylon, you know? One of the main things they talked about was shit, was like finding out how you let your money work for itself. And shit, man. But ever since I had a son and shit, been going through a different transition, it been like shit. I've been counting on my dollars, you feel me? So I be trying to, like, I ain't really been investing the same and stuff like that. And, you know, in the stock game, I kind of took time back because for a minute I was, y'all know I was on that trying to be a daytime trader. Well, I ain't gonna say trying to be, I was daytime trading, but wasn't that's my profession. But you know, and then you know, built up a little portfolio, which I seen, you know, good returns on, good returns. We documented that. But you know, ends is all about making the most out of your current circumstance. I know it's a lot of people, you feel me, y'all got kids. And y'all might be trying to figure out, like, how the fuck do I kind of put something to the side for them? And how do I, like, put something that's actually going to be there, you feel me? Give them some type of ownership. And it's crazy because nowadays it's like, you get to talk about that stock shit again, you feel me? To me, that's the fastest way. I say the stocks. The only reason I say stocks is because instantly once you buy a share, a percentage of a stock, you got ownership of a company. You feel me? And if it's something that your kids gonna be using and something that's, you feel me, that you know that's gonna be around, shit, it's gonna be there. And if some, God forbid, something happened to you, stocks, because of who, because it's an ownership in a company stake, it gets passed down. You feel me? To your family. Shit like that. And then over time, too, that's the crazy part about it, too, is over time, the interest rates on stock, the money grows way faster than what it grew in the bank. So just that little $10, $16 I did, that shit turned into $17 in a week. It's crazy what that shit had turned to in like 18 years when he become 18 and want decide if you want to go to college, man. I don't know if you, I be talking to him right now about entrepreneurship, but as I learned, like, you ain't got to necessarily, you can be an entrepreneur and still do whatever the hell else you want to do. It's people like that work 9 to 5s and own a business. It's people that's in school and own a business. It's people that don't even, you know, their business is they self. So, yeah, I want to talk more about that, you know. So, that's one of the first topics I want to talk about, you feel me, was as far as the mindset, what Terry dad had asked him, like, this is your opportunity to create, you know, a family business that's legitimate and something that you can leave behind for your kids. So, even if it's me putting $5 here, $5 there, buying little stocks for them and watching it grow, organically, I'm getting back into the art myself because I'm paying attention to it. Everything comes down to the habit, discipline. So say if I practice this for 30 days, it's a new habit. Huh, I'm saving money, and I end up saving money for a good cause. Even though it might be a couple of dollars or something at first, but I can also watch it grow. Then while I'm doing that, man, you know, talking to the kids about it, man. Talking to the kids about it so that they understand that this is a family thing and not just a me thing. That it's a we thing and not just a, you know, just a momentarily thing. So, you know, that's just the main goal. As far as the whole stocks, and that was the first way to kind of do it. I already owned a business. I bought a crib before, but I also seen like cribs and businesses is like when you own your own business, you trying to get it up and running versus you buying into a business that's already established. You know, when I own a business and I'm working in the business myself, I'm trying to figure out how do I operate a business. I'm more so on the operational standpoint. But when he just invested into it and now he just want to get the gains off, he just making his money work for himself and learning how to make his money work for himself, that's when that stock play come in. And then, I want him to kind of see things differently. Like my son right now, he got Nike socks on, right? So why wouldn't I go invest in the Nike stock? You feel me? Even if it is a dollar or something like that. So every time I go make this purchase, because he going to grow in and out of these. And because he a kid, you know, he going to grow up knowing about these brands. And if he continue to purchase them, you putting money back into your own pocket. You putting money back into the family pocket. You feel me? That's what I want to teach him. You know, it's in the family. So I want to teach him about a family hustle. So when he buying the Nikes and stuff like that, you feel me? It's we putting money back into our own pockets. You feel me? And then, who knows? You might have family or somebody that work at night. We all, you feel me? It's a family thing now. You feel me? It's a family business, in a sense. Then it started looking at that in a sense of a business. You feel me? So, that's one of the main things as far as what I want to say, like, thinking about, like, how Terry is. What Terry dad was saying as far as what it came down to his business and start thinking about the younger you. You feel me? I start thinking about, you know, baby Baz. Baz the second. You feel me? And that's why I can't let the ends die because it's bigger than me. You know, it ain't just for me to just flown around like, oh, yeah, got a business or flown around, I own stock or something like that. I want to be good at it because it's a purpose. I'm passing it down for people. You feel me? So then the next little subject I want to talk to y'all about, too, while we're on the topic of BMF, we talk about the Flannery Brothers, talk about Big Meats, we talk about Terry's and I, talk about Lil Meats and Big Meats. You feel me? Lil and Big. You feel me? Another Lil and Big tandem. You feel me? Big Meech, he, as parents, you realize you gotta take a lot of sacrifices. Nah, don't get me wrong. His sacrifice might have been selling drugs and being in the streets, but as you watching the TV series, it was always, his goal was to always to protect the family. You feel me? And you always want to put his family in a whole different type of position. You feel me? And granted, the thing that he built, BMF, Black Mafia Family, the thing he spent his life sacrificing, building, blood, sweat, and tears for it, end up becoming the one thing that he wanted it to do. It was a catalyst for his son to boost his career, but not only his career, but his family legacy. You feel me? And I'm not just saying Big Meech, Little Meech, but the whole Flannery family, the BMF family together. But he created a position for his son to be in. But it was all about the character and the person he was, the sacrifices he made early on that contributed to the success of what his son was able to, you know, get later on in life. So if you think about it, you go back and watch the series, you think about BMF, yeah, you know, it was a drug organization that also had a front that was an entertainment company. You start thinking about his son, Lil Meech, right now, actor, having a very successful career, got one of the best TV shows out right now, which is, I think it's one of the number one TV show out right now, that just, it overtook his partner on Stars, well, is it Stars? I think it's Stars Power, you feel me, the you know, the Book of Power. So, as far as him building an entertainment company, now his son, Lil Meech, has turned the business completely legitimate with no ties to the streets, because his dad has now paid, his dad is paying them dues and have paid them dues. The ones before him have paid those dues. And even though it took the streets to help build that brand, they was able to, you know, change it and make a difference. But that was the whole goal. You know, Big Meech has bumped his shoulders with some of the best, you know, rappers at that time, movie producers, models, entrepreneurs, you feel me, all type of stuff. You feel me? So he, and at that, he was a good, genuine dude. He took care of a lot of people. A lot of people. And it's, when you do good deeds, it's good that come with that. So because he took care of a lot of people, Lil Meech speak about it all the time, that people still walk up to him to this day and still say thank you and offer their blessings and things like that. And offer their blessings and things like that to make sure that he's, you know, in just a good care. And just, you know, and just took it care of. But that's what comes with, like, you know, paving the way for somebody to come behind you. You know, he ain't never really, like, he was never really known for being a dishonorable person or nothing like that, because he understood that it wasn't about just his name, it's his family name. Like, BMF was his family. And, you know, and when it came down to it, you know, he, at the end of the day, he knew he represented the brand. He, it was bigger than himself. And that this brand one day can help his kids. So he didn't want to damage it or damage his name or damage his family name. And just going just more deep into it, just thinking about how now his son is just flourishing off the, you know, just basically off the sacrifices that he made. And he even talked about at the time, he never really understood the influence and the power his dad had at that time, because he only knew his dad in one way. So he never knew how the streets and how the world perceived his dad. He only knew how he seen his dad. Like, my dad cool. He always, you know, every time I'm around, we always, you know, having a good time and stuff like that. Then he got older, he started to see, like, damn, my dad did this. My dad took care of these people. My dad took care of these people. And by setting the bar high, he made a standard that, like, you know, and it, by introducing him also to that, like, you can be more than, you know, you can be anything you want to be. Like, look at where I came from. And even though I didn't go the best route, but I took what I had and I made the most out of it. Now I left you with a lot more than what I got, than what I came into the game with. Now flourish. Now I want to even say it's ironic that his son is in the entertainment industry and his son is being successful. And his son is also still carrying on the BMF, but he's doing it the right way. Turned the business completely legit and changed basically how people perceive their name, because he is daddy's son, you know? And yeah, he's just carrying that torch. But I feel like it just started from, Big Meech left, he left him something. He left him something, and he built the family around him. You know, that was real supportive. So I feel like, you know, it's a lot, you know, as a father, I've been learning from, you know, just watching. I just be watching stuff. I be just trying to take points, trying to take game. And so a lot of stuff I already know, I just gotta, you know, got in my heart. But like lately, you feel me, we be trying to find like motivation and inspiration to kind of get us over them bad days, some good days, and shit, just life. You feel me? Being a father and shit like that ain't always easy. That shit be stressful sometimes. It's just, life is just stressful sometimes. But it's just like remembering why we do shit. Like, I don't know if y'all go back to some of my old videos. I got Dream on my wall, you feel me? And it's the reason why I got Dream on my wall. I always got something. Like, if I work somewhere or whatever I'm doing, I always, like, keep, like, little inspirational stuff. But it's, like, Dream. Because if you don't dream, if you don't want more, why would you push yourself? You feel me? You got to push yourself to want more. Sometimes you mean I push yourself to want more sometimes. You feel me? Because being content, like, content is it's not always good for the soul. And some people be like, what does content really mean? Like, I ain't saying content like you gotta want the biggest house or something like that, but always striving to be better. Like, don't never feel like you know enough. Don't never feel like you learn enough. Don't never feel like you perfect enough. There's all these things we can improve on, you feel me? And I feel like part of fatherhood, I'm gonna be learning all different type of ways to improve. You feel me? Learning how to be there for these kids. And for him being the youngest, I was telling him, you know, I was the youngest. You know, it's pride that come with that, you know. But I ain't gonna talk y'all ear off today, man. Let's just, all the dads out there, man, let's focus on building tomorrow, man. You feel me? One step at a time, no matter how it is. Like I say, I put $15. You know, I'm trying to do like 15 a week, 10 a week, 5 a week, $1 a week, no matter what it is. But, you know, just putting that little cheese to the side that one day they gonna be able to benefit from. You feel me? But also learning different ways to do that. You feel me? Making the most out of my current circumstance. Like, we ain't talking about throwing $1,500, $15,000, $15. If you ain't got $15, shit, what about $1? And but that's just my way, though. You feel me? You can research your own way. We're going to be having these type of conversation. I'm going to be having these type of conversation with my little mans, too. We here on Ian's Podcast. It's your boy, Bass. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, and I'm tuning out. Peace.